The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem of land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord. This weekend, we meet the Magi, astrologers from the East. You know, the scriptures tell us very little about these three men. By tradition, we have come to know them as Caspar, Balthazar, and Melchior. In most nativity scenes, we imagine them having traveled by camelback, even in our own nativity scene here at St. Luke's. Probably not unlikely. But we do know that they followed a star which they trusted that would lead them to the newborn king of the Jews. As I thought about these three wise men, as they are sometimes referred, it struck me that perhaps these three men have something important to teach each of us. Two things came to mind. You see, first, they remind us that coming to know the Lord is always a journey. And more often than not, it is a long one. Second, They remind us of the importance, the great importance of being able to see Christ around us. So allow me this morning to just share some brief thoughts about each of these two reminders of the Magi. The first, the Magi remind us that coming to know the Lord is a journey and often a long one. You know, for most of us, growing deeper in our relationship with God is not an overnight experience. It's not something that happens to us instantaneously. Far from it. You see, for most of us, it is lifetime work. And it is because we so often get distracted and derailed along the journey. You see, at times we're drawn to the allurements of the world. And so we find ourselves chasing after all the wrong things, believing somehow they will bring us happiness and peace. And so at times we chase after prestige, or we chase after money or popularity and any one great host of things. And yes, along the way, you and I, we stumble and fail and we sin. And so you see, coming to know the Lord takes time. It takes patience. And perhaps surely it takes practice. You know, the Magi did not get up one day and just hop on a camel caravan and then end up in Bethlehem the next. We need to remember that they went on a journey that I am sure took them into difficult places. And yes, I imagine along the way, they grew discouraged. And so it can be for us on our journey to the Lord. Sometimes we too find ourselves in difficult patches. For life is not always easy, and at times, well, we all know it, it's hard. And in those moments, you and I, we can grow discouraged. That is why I believe God is more concerned that you and I remain faithful rather than he is worried about how perfect you or I might be. For the real key in coming to know the Lord is perhaps not perfection, but simply not giving up in the quest. Second, those Magi remind us of the great importance of truly being able to recognize Christ. When those wise men arrived at their destination, they found themselves in a very, very humble place, not at all a palace for a newborn king of the Jews. I sometimes wonder if they thought they had ended up in the wrong place. But you see, they were able to look beyond those humble surroundings, beyond the young mother and the simple carpenter. And there they were able to see Christ in a poor, tiny baby. And as St. Matthew reminds us so beautifully, they did him homage. In our faith, we believe, yes, we believe that Christ is in every single one of us. And yet, don't we know at times it's hard to see Christ in one another? Because oftentimes others get on our nerves, they are disagreeable, or they hurt us, or they disappoint us. And let's face it, probably most of us have some folks in our lives that we simply find very difficult to like. But the Magi remind us that we should never, ever give up trying to see Christ in others. For you see, when we give up on that, then we become very careless, careless in our treatment of one another. When you and I lose sight of Christ in each other, well, then we know we can give in to prejudice and to harsh judgment. When we lose sight of Christ in each other, we can forget how to truly be compassionate. And when we lose sight of Christ in each other, we fail to see that those around us are just like us. They are people who struggle and who suffer. For none of us live perfect lives. This weekend, we have our annual visit with the Magi. And as we meet them once again this weekend, may they help us. May they help you and me to remember that coming to know the Lord is always going to be a journey. It's going to be a journey that you and I make till we breathe our last. And may they help us to remember to never tire. To never tire in trying to see Christ in one another.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible.